In your kingdom, remember us, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. By means of food, the enemy of old provoked Adam's banishment from paradise. But by the cross, Christ allowed the repentant robber to return when he said, "Remember me when you come in your kingdom, O Lord."
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I venerate your passion, O my Christ, and your resurrection I glorify. And with a joyful voice I shout, joining Adam and the robber I pray, crying out, "Remember me when you come in your kingdom, O Lord."
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. O sinless Savior, you were crucified and laid in a tomb voluntarily. But when as God you arose, resurrecting Adam with yourself, he cried out, "Remember me when you come in your kingdom, O Lord."
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. After your three-day burial, O Lord, here is the temple of your body, O Christ. And you raised Adam with yourself, and with him his descendants all, crying out, "Remember me when you come in your kingdom, O Lord."
Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Myrrh-bearing women, weeping came at dawn to anoint your body, O Christ our God. They found an angel dressed in white who was sitting there, who said to them, "Why are you looking for Christ? He has risen, lament no more."
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. O Lord and Savior, when they had arrived on the mountain where you had summoned them, then your apostles, seeing you, were ecstatic and worshipped you. Then you sent them out to teach and to baptize the nations all.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Come, let us bow in worship and extol, all together singing doxologies. To God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, faithfully crying out and saying, "Save us, O Holy Trinity."
Both now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen. O Christ, your people now invoke your name, of your holy mother, O good one, and pray. By your entreaties for us, will you give us your tender love, so that we may glorify you who rose like the sun from the tomb.